We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your love and through the realm, you save the son of Abraham. Through the power of your hand, turn the sea into dry land. To the outcast on her knees, you are the God who really sees. And by your might, you set your children free. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elam Yona Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same by the power of your name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Ekum Kona Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through the years you've made it clear that the time of Christ was near. Though the people could not see what Messiah ought to be, though your word became the plan, they just could not understand. Your most awesome work was done through the frailty of your son. El Shaddai, El Yonona Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same by the power of your name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Yonona Adonai. Praise and lift you high, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Yonona Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same by the power of your name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Yonona Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, I'm gonna Adonai. We will praise you till we die, El Shaddai.
Thank you, Sister St. Paul's. Happy Sabbath. It's still morning. Good morning. I have a stickler, or when I get dressed, I feel very uncomfortable if my sock are beating up by my shoe, or my shirt is not straightened up with my belt buckle, the zip of my pants, and so forth. And sometimes that bothers me a lot, that when you see me standing up here fidgeting, it's because of that. I'm uncomfortable because of my clothes. Just to let you know, that's part of life struggles as well. We all have our little nicks and nacks when we struggle through something, with something. So, you know, again, it's part of life. You struggle, God provides comfort. That's what the message is for today. For many of us, life is a struggle. Life is what you make of it. There have been moments in our lives where circumstances have not gone our way, and there will be moments, times now, when circumstances will not go our way either. Every day, we are struggling with something. Every day. It will be difficult to get through these periods. We all struggle, but for some, that struggle is extremely hard to manage. Just the other day, a coworker where I work at said his full-time job is working as a court marshal. And there was this 19-year-old, 6-foot-something kid. His life is over because he's going to be facing time for killing someone during a road rage moment. Again, we all have struggles. For some, it's extremely hard. But do know this, that as a reminder, when we suffer or struggle, and or struggle, our Heavenly Father is and will always be readily available at all times. He offers comfort, assurance of salvation, and strengthening of faith. A book from Ellen G. White, God's Amazing Grace, she says, when sin struggles for the mastery in your soul and burdens the conscience, when unbelief clouds the mind, go to the Savior. His grace is sufficient to subdue sin. He will pardon us, making us joyful in Him. God wants our minds to expand. He desires to put His grace upon us. We are to be one with Christ as He is one with the Father, and the Father will love us as He loves His Son. We may have the same hope that Christ had. We may have strength for every emergency, for God will be our front guard and our rearward. He will shut us in on every side. Let's pray. Gracious and merciful Father, Lord, I give you praise and thanksgiving for this blessed opportunity to present your word, your way, that you may honor and be glorified. Bless my lips now, Lord, and help your church to not see me, but to see you, what you have to offer through this message, through a life with Christ. In his name we pray, amen. I want to take this quick time, this quick moment to take notice of some faces I haven't seen for a while. My brother back there, nice to see you. Of course, with your family, nice to see you. Welcome, Brad Woodhouse. Out London was very nice. And Sister Sandra, nice to see you. Welcome. I guess we're starting to put away Zoom. That's good. When you struggle, seek prayer. Paul, referring to his trip to Rome, he says in Romans 15:30, now I beg you, brethren, through the Lord Jesus Christ and through the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in prayers to God for me. Too often we see prayer as a time for comfort, reflection, or making requests to God. But here Paul urges believers to join in his struggles by means of prayer. Prayer is a weapon that all believers use in interceding for others. Many of us know believers who are living in difficult places in order to communicate the gospel. Sending them funds is part of joining them in their struggles, but prayer is also a crucial way of being with them. Missionaries strongly desire the prayers of those who have sent them out. Do your prayers reflect that struggle on their behalf? And in 2 Corinthians 1:11, you also helping together in prayer for us, that thanks may be given by many persons on behalf for the gift granted to us through many. Paul simply requested prayer for himself and his companions as they traveled to spread God's message. Pray for pastors, teachers, missionaries, and others who are spreading the gospel, and be aware that Satan will challenge anyone making a difference for God. In Steps to Christ, Jesus himself, while he dealt among men, was often in prayer. Our Savior identified himself with our needs and weaknesses in that he became a suppliant, a petitioner, seeking from his father fresh supplies of strength, that he might come forth braced for duty and trial. He is our example, excuse me, in all things, he is a brother in our infirmities, in all points tempted like as we are, but as the sinless one, his nature recoiled from evil. He endured struggles and torture of soul in a world of sin. His humanity made prayer a necessity and a privilege. He found comfort and joy in communion with his Father. And if the Savior of men, the Son of God, felt the need of prayer, how much more feeble, sinful mortals feel the necessity of fervent, constant prayer. As Elder Ron said, prayer goes a long way. Prayer changes all things. When you travel, even when you get up in the morning, thank you, Lord. When you're going to get ready for work, before you pull out that driveway, God, thank you for blessing me with a hedge of protection. Thank him for any little thing. Just like when I'm parked somewhere, I'm on the curb, and I'm going to pull out, I'm signaling for any little thing. So again, for prayer, make it a thing for whatever necessity. When you struggle, seek the armor of God. In Ephesians 6:12, Paul talks about, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. We face a powerful army led by Satan, whose goal is to defeat Christ's church. When we believe in Christ, these beings of Satan become our enemies, and they try every device to turn us away from Christ and back to sin. And there are many, many influences out there. Many. Although we are assured of victory, we must engage in the struggle until Christ returns. And he's coming soon. Because Satan is constantly battling against all who are on the Lord's side. So if you're struggling right now, I'm going to read more in detail later. Count it a blessing. It's to help you move along, to grow in faith, to learn to trust God first and foremost. We need the power of God's Spirit to defeat the enemy, and God has provided that by giving us his Holy Spirit within us and his armor surrounding us. Remember, if you feel discouraged and struggling, remember Jesus' words to Peter. On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. Matthew 16, 18. And Romans 8, 38 and 39. Many of us have this well memorized. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Powers are unseen forces of evil in the universe, forces like Satan and his fallen angels. But in Christ, we are super conquerors, and his love will protect us from such forces. Again, Christ is there for us. Another reading from Ellen G. White's God's Amazing Grace, devotional. When temptations assail you, when care, perplexity, and darkness seem to surround your soul, look to the place where you last saw the light. Rest in Christ's love and under his protecting care when struggles for the mastery in the heart, when guilt oppresses the soul and burdens the conscience, when unbelief clouds the mind. Remember that Christ's grace is sufficient to subdue sin and banish the darkness. He will give you grace to be patient. He will give you grace to be trustful. He will give you grace to overcome restlessness. He will warm your heart with his own sweet spirit. He will revive your soul in its weakness. Then stay your soul in confidence with God. Roll all your burdens upon him. The soul that loves God rises above the fog of doubt. He gains a bright, broad, deep living experience and becomes meek and Christ-like. His soul is committed to God, hidden with Christ in God. He will be able to stand the test of neglect, of abuse, and contempt because his Savior has suffered all this. He will not become fretful and discouraged when difficulties press him because Jesus did not fail or become discouraged. Every true Christian will be strong, not in the strength and merit of his or her good works, but in the righteousness of Christ, which through faith is imputed unto him. It is a great thing to be meek and lowly in heart, to be pure and undefiled, as was the Prince of Heaven when he walked among men. Christ has set the example many times, over and over. You will find it in the Bible. There are many, many places, churches that have some good speaking pastors, but it's not about that. It's about what the Word of God offers you. If you want truth, seek the truth in the scriptures. Amen. There's nothing difficult about reading it, studying it. But of course, as mentioned before, have a moment of prayer that God will give you a discerning spirit to learn what he is willing to teach you from the scriptures. No one is to be trusted but God himself, first and foremost. Amen. So if your significant other tells you, yeah, trust me, no. If your friend tells you, trust you, no. Trust God first. Lord, what is my wife, my husband trying to tell me? When you struggle, seek God's discipline toward us. In Hebrews 12:4, it reads, consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood. The Christian life involves hard work. It requires us to give up whatever endangers our relationship with God, to run with endurance and to struggle against sin with the power of the Holy Spirit. Again, what's key in our Christian faith as we walk with Christ is to have a prayerful life. And again, you're struggling, pray. You're struggling, again, sometimes it may be so difficult that you don't want to pray. Sometimes you struggle so much, you're probably thinking, you know what, God, what's the sense of this? What's the sense of having a relationship with you if all I'm going to be doing is struggling? But you're struggling for a reason. Amen. Struggling for a reason. To live effectively, we must keep our eyes on Jesus. Amen. We will stumble if we look away from him to stare at ourselves or at the circumstances surrounding us. And sometimes, I know it happens to all of us, that when we are, when we come across a circumstance that then becomes a struggle. Why? Because we just read into it. Instead of us overcoming it, it just grows in us. It just overwhelms us. We don't want to hear anything. We don't want to receive nothing that someone, or let's say out of the blue, but it's not out of the blue, it's God's timing when someone, a brother or sister of Christ, messages you or calls you to check up on you. That's God reaching out to you. Keep faith, trust Jesus. We should be running for Christ, not ourselves, and we must always keep him in sight. When we face hardship and discouragement, it is easy to lose sight of the big picture. But we're not alone. There is help. Many have already made it through life, enduring far more difficult circumstances than we have experienced. Let us not try to be selfish. When we interact with one another, especially here on the Sabbath day, if you ask one another, hey, how you doing? How was your week this week? Be prepared by allowing God to sit you with a spirit, to be willing to receive that person's struggles of the week. You don't have to be detailed with it. Share something where you realize God is here for you. Give ear to God and just vent. Just vent. Because we're venting to Him because we trust Him. Suffering is the training ground for Christian maturity. It develops our patience and makes our final victory sweet. Just as Christ did not give up, neither should we. But wait, most assuredly, we are reminded in the Book of Life, Holy Bible, in 2 Corinthians 12, verses 7 to 10. This is Paul saying, and lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. You see, brothers and sisters, when we are weak, that is when we realizing there's nothing else I can do. You're ready to throw up your hands. You know what, God? I'm giving this to you. This is your issue. This is your problem. I'm but an instrument. Use me in whatever way. Help me to grow from this. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I love smiling. Love smiling. And I tell you what, because of God's grace and mercies, I don't take joy in my struggles, but you know what? Again, like I said, what can you do? Just smile. Just smile. And you got to trust Him. Believe me, He is worthy to be trusted.
Amen.
Because I know there are so many that just have it very, very difficult. You're struggling with marriage. You're struggling with relationships. You're struggling with jobs. You're struggling to pay a bill. You're struggling. But again, God is gracious. He is merciful. He gave us Jesus Christ. Stick with it. Although God did not remove Paul's physical affliction, He promised to demonstrate His power in Paul. The fact that God's power is displayed in weak people should give us courage. Though we recognize our limitations, we will not congratulate ourselves and rest at that. Instead, we will turn to God. We must rely on Him for our effectiveness rather than simply on our energy, our efforts, our talent. Our weakness not only helps develop our Christian character, it also deepens our worship. Because in admitting our weakness, we affirm God's strength. You are something when you tell God, God did it. Because you're admitting that you need something, and that's good. That's good. From Ellen G. White's Desire of Ages, as one with us, a sharer in our needs and weaknesses, He was wholly dependent upon God. And in the secret place of prayer, He sought divine strength, that He might go forth braced for duty and trial. In the world of sin, Jesus endured struggles, torture of soul. In communion with God, He could unburden the sorrows that were crushing Him. Here, He found comfort and joy. Desire of Ages, chapter 38. Again, brothers and sisters, Jesus went through what He went through to help us out. He went through what he went through to give us an example. I know that some of us find it too simple to rely on Jesus. Instead, we want to go searching for something else. We go to YouTube, we go to some other crazy books that are up there by some, you know, some teachers who claim to be, you know, big time pastors with mega churches, you know? But the truth of the matter is, the truth is in the Word of God,
amen,
in the Bible.
Amen.
Okay, again, I've said it before, I'll say it again, there's nothing difficult in reading and studying the scriptures. God says it himself. He'll reveal to you what he wants to reveal to you. Each and every one of us, it's all different. But it's still the same. Love Christ, have an easy life with Christ. Simple. Simple message. It's a book of love. And to end with a couple scriptures as a reminder. In 1 Peter 5:10, from the NIV version. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. That is Christ. When we are suffering, we often feel as though our pain will never end. From last Sabbath to this Sabbath, you have been freed. You have been freed. But some of you are probably still stuck. Why? Because you're focusing on the struggle instead of on Christ. Peter introduced to faithful Christians the wider perspective. In comparison with eternity, their suffering would last only a little while. Some who have read what Peter stated will be strengthened and delivered in their own lifetimes. Others will be released from their suffering through death. All of God's faithful followers are assured of an eternal life with Christ, where there will be no more suffering. You can further read that in Revelation 21, 4. I Googled when I was preparing for this, and I Googled struggling characters in the Bible. And it gave me 10 of the most common. But sometimes I look at, of course, we all know about Job. He was hit hard. But he didn't give up. He did not give up. But in the New Testament, we have Paul. So put yourself in one of them two positions. Job or Paul. They came through it. They came through. Job was towards the end, he was blessed. He was blessed. But he didn't continue. He did not continue to seek God first and foremost for later blessings, because he didn't know. He sought God because he trusted God. And of course, like Job, we have questions. It's okay to ask God why. You may not get the answer. Don't be disappointed. You may not get the answer. But do know that God is readily available to be asked any and all questions. Make sure you do it prayerfully. And for Paul, he went through it. And again, I guess it's safe to say that he was smart. Took joy in his infirmities, his trials and tribulations, because he was growing in it, trusting God, all the more presenting the Word of God to all those who need the Word of God. So if you're not able to speak and spread the gospel, let your actions, because actions speak louder than words, use that to present it. In summary, struggles will come your way. No doubt about it. Struggles will come your way. Hopefully you receive a blessing today. When you walk out that door, car might not be there. I have a flat tire. You might get a phone call, but rest assured, it's all part of God's timing to help you grow. Amen. To remind you, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus said in John 14:27, the NIV version, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives you. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." You can gain victory in whatever you're struggling with. You can gain victory through Christ. Do not listen to the things or the ways of this world. One example is the so-called Christian music. Be careful. Be careful. But some of you might be caught up in the beat. Do your research, please. Take your time. Be prayerful. Look at the lyrics. If it's not in alignment with some way, somehow, what the scripture wants you to get it from, just get rid of it. Get rid of it. 1 John 2:15, the NIV version. "Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. This world will enable you otherwise." You can gain victory through Christ again. Through Christ. Go to him in prayer and study the scriptures. And last but not least, Psalms 27, verse 1. Before I read this, to let you know, God has an alignment for all of us. I asked Elder Howard to help me with the call to worship, and he came up with the call to worship from Psalms. He had that set up, and I had this set up for this message. So again, God has it lined up for each and every one of us. Some way, somehow, God is helping all of us to help one another, brothers and sisters in Christ. Psalms 27:1, this is from the New Living Translation. "The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble?" Why should any of us be afraid of struggle? Why? Ask yourself, why are you worried? Why am I struggling? Lord, please, in Jesus' name, take this from me. Because God the Father and Jesus the Son are our fortress, providing comfort, assurance of salvation, and strengthening of faith. Brothers and sisters, if you are struggling, again, this has been a reminder that Jesus is here for each and every one of us. Do not give up. Do not give up. If you find it hard and you're finding trouble struggling, think of it like this. Again, Satan is out there looking to just mess us up. And again, this has been going on for years, way before any of us were born. It's a spiritual battle. But in this life, we will take joy. We'll do the best we can to smile. Agree to disagree. See the struggle as, you know what, it's not my problem. It's God's problem. You just move forward. So if you've yet to experience that provision of comfort and assurances of salvation and faith, please stand with me right now and let us have a moment of prayer.
I ask Brother Matthias to come and have a word of prayer for